Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush
You give it to them, they gather it, you open your hand, and they are filled with good things. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord be forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your hearts.
You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and they smoke.
Thank you.
Paul is helping the Corinthians understand the relationship between our God-given unity and Spirit-created diversity. The Spirit creates the unity of faith and gives all Christians diverse gifts from the common benefit of all. We need one another's diverse spiritual gifts because the same Spirit has given them to each person for the common good. The second reading from the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of powerful deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
And what is it that gives this congregation life and purpose. What are we on fire for? The Easter and Pentecost story begin with uncertainty and fear, but they end with boldness. After the resurrection, the disciples wondered, what now? Jesus had been crucified and died on the cross. John and Mary Magdalene and Jesus' mother had seen it then with their very own eyes. The other disciples were hiding for fear that they too might get hurt or even killed. They were afraid. The women and later John and Peter go to the gravesite and find that Jesus' body is gone. He is risen, they are told. But it doesn't change the behavior of the disciples. They continue to hide, not being able to make sense of all of this. That's when Jesus enters through locked doors in our reading today and comes among them. And knowing that they are filled with fear, he greets them, saying, peace be with you. Twice, in fact, Jesus says, peace be with you. And Jesus tells them about the Holy Spirit. And he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus sends them out. He gives them a commission. He calls them to share the good news about his death on the cross, and especially his resurrection, for the forgiveness of sins. He calls them to tell others about his resurrection to new life and God's gift of new life. Still, some of the disciples are wondering, how do we do that? And what now? What does that all mean? And then the day of Pentecost arrives. The story of Pentecost is shared with us in the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit is poured on all who have gathered, and flames of fire appeared on their heads. All of a sudden, they were able to speak all kinds of different languages they had never been able to speak before. And they were called to meet people who had traveled from all these different places and countries to Jerusalem to tell them about Jesus in their own language. They were called to share with people who search for hope the news about the one who is the hope of the world. They were on fire about sharing the good news about Jesus. Pentecost is a multilingual, multicultural, and multiracial event. And it's a time of God's peace being experienced by all who are gathered. That is God's desire and God's vision for our world. God still breathes his Holy Spirit on us, and God still calls us to breathe life into one another and into the world around us. God calls us to dream new dreams for this body of Christ and for all of God's amazing creation. So I invite you this week to pay attention to what is life-giving to you. What gives your life purpose? What are you on fire for? And how does and can that inform our ministry in this time? God calls us to pay attention to what we are on fire for, and then to spread God's love and God's hope in our communities and our world, just as the disciples on the first Pentecost day were called to do in their time.